What about the issue of resistance to endocrine therapy? You hear more and more talk about, you know, crosstalk with HER2 and other pathways. Anything along those lines that you think is going to lead to something clinically meaningful in the next few years?
One study which looked very interesting was that patients who are estrogen receptor positive, postmenopausal, and also they were HER2 new positive. That tandem trial in which the anastrozole alone versus anastrozole plus a HER2 new antibody trastuzumab was given, that the patients who got combination of two therapies, there was longer control of the disease, higher number of patients got clinical benefit. And I think close to 2/3 of the patients were subsequently given the trastuzumab therapy. So I think the survival we may not be able to see from that study, but there was suggestive evidence that in spite of that, patients tend to have numerically slightly better survival even in that study. So I think those type of approaches where you combine biologics or targeted therapy, which may be certain pathways of resistance, as this field is evolving, I think, and we understand somewhat more that what are the mechanisms of endocrine resistance, we may be able to either prevent resistance or reverse resistance in these patients.
Now, that presentation by John Mackey caused a little bit of a stir in the audience about the practical significance of this. And does this really mean that for patients like this, they should generally get started on trastuzumab plus hormonal therapy or employ more of a sequential approach? What's been your approach to these patients in the past, and is that changing at all with these new data?
I think these data are real. And from the ATAC data, the tumors which were HER2 new positive and ER positive, actually, our thinking used to be that, oh, aromatase inhibitors are much better therapy for these patients. Actually, it is not. Both tamoxifen and aromatase inhibitors work suboptimally in these patients. So I think the questions which were being raised that, oh, maybe we can use these sequentially and we get the same advantage, I think it may not be true because these tumors are biologically different. And the benefit from endocrine therapy, even with aromatase inhibitor in HER2 new positive patient, is very modest, and it is both with anti-estrogens and also with aromatase inhibitors. So I think that tandem trial did provide a fairly strong positive lead. And if I see a patient, I think I would discuss that approach with the patient, that starting both therapies up long, we may be able to control the disease for a longer period of time.
And that's new. So 6 months ago, you weren't doing that?
6 months ago, I would have not done it. But I think this data just came out in the early part of September. So I think it is a situation we need to discuss with the patient.
I guess the other thing people pointed out about that, consistent with what you're saying, is that the patients with a HER2-positive, ER-positive metastatic disease in TAM who just got anastrozole progressed very quickly.
That is absolutely true.
What about the possibility of combining bevacizumab and hormonal therapy? We're starting to see just a little bit of data on that. I don't think there are any answers. Where do you think that's heading?
I think that is an important research question, that whether combining that in hormone receptor positive, HER2 new negative patients, whether that will keep the disease under control for a longer period of time, higher number of patients will benefit, or will have a favorable impact. I would not do it outside the context of clinical trial, but I think that is an area which is ready to do an appropriate clinical trial to answer that question.